But my mom never raised none of them. She raised, adopted all six of her first two husbands out to one family. They adopted all of them. And then us, you know, I just ended up in Butte. 6 years old, I guess we moved into the Silver Home, low-income housing. And from there, it just went on.
Tell me, what about your mother? What was her name?
Saima Mae Matila. She was full Finlander. I mean, she could speak fluent Finn.
And really?
I think she came over from Finland, and she was born in the United States, but yeah, half Finlander, and then she could speak, yeah, fluent Finn. But I never really, you know, my mom, she just adopted all her kids out, and 13 years old, I was, you know, so I ended up in reform school. And I didn't really have, you know, reason to believe in the Lord. I mean, at 13, I'm sent to reform school. At 18 years old, I got released from Pine Hills on escape. I called them up and told him, I said, I just turned 18, I got a baby on the way, and I just got married. He said, well, I told him I just got married and got a baby on the way, and I want to turn myself in. And he told me, he said, you just turned 18, didn't you? I said, yeah, my birthday was last week. He said, well, now you're 18. He said, we don't want you back here. and I got released, you know, while on escape. I never had no record. It was just my mom didn't have time for me because I got kicked out of the public school system for fighting in the classrooms.
I want to talk about your time in Pine Hills and everything, but I'd like to back up and kind of go, you know, up until you were 13, were you living with your mother or are you?
So no.
She adopted all of her children out right when they were born, or how did that work?
She had four from her first husband and two from her second. I'm adopted all. I don't know how it ended up with them all being, you know, the same people. But as we were being raised, my mom and me and my brother and my little sister lived with them people too. And I was up in Fintown. I was raised from, you know, a kid until I was about 6 years old up in Fintown. The Broadway Bar, the Helsinki Bar, yeah. And the Washington School. That's where I went to school, the Washington School. And it had, it was the only school in Butte that had the special ed. So people, you know, the Washington School Warriors, but that was all Fintown in that area, and that's where I was raised, was from 1 till 6 years old in Fintown.
Yeah.
And with my mom, like I said, my same people that raised my mom's first six, we lived with them too. But I thought I was 1 out of 9 kids growing up, and then at 13, I got put into the system, and I've got 11 siblings, I don't know none of them.
Yeah, so tell me about that, you had said earlier that you were in three different foster care homes and that you'd been sexually molested. If you can, tell me about that.
Well, like I said, at 13 years old, my mom told me that, you know, I got kicked out of the public school system and she couldn't just have me not going to school, so sent me to Billing. There was a single-parent foster care.
Okay.
And the guy was, like I said, he was a, and in the Boy Scouts. And I was another guy, he was a big Boy Scout person over there. My mom thought, well, you'd be better off over there, and at least you can go to school. So sent me with him, and the guy was a child molester. I mean, I ended up hating anything to do with, you know, homosexuals. Or I've had four women in my whole lifetime, and I got kids from all of them. But I never knew how to date or didn't care about it because of that. But at 13 years old, I ended up getting sent to Pine Hills, and but I didn't have, you know, nobody doing anything to me. But I was already, at 13 years old, I was a 2-time Golden Gloves, Northwest Regional Junior Olympic champion. And in the archives, over here at the archives, in 1973, I was Junior Olympic champion. And I got newspaper clippings in the archives, O'Donnell wins boxing crown.
Nice.
And then 30 years later, they had the glance in the past, and they remembered that I won O'Donnell wins boxing match in Hamilton. And so I'm in the archives, you know, but I was, you know, 2-time Golden Glove, Junior Olympic champion. And then I got locked up in every bit of my martial arts, now mixed martial arts. And I just learned to be real, real tough, and nobody was going to, you know, hurt me or molest me.
Right.
But I've got 5 kids, and, you know, they're all excellent kids. You know, got good heads on their shoulders, but, you know, now they know what dad's all about. You know, I mean, I've been a long time, you know, without him. But Pastor Dallas, He 8 years ago told me and my wife that our ministry wasn't in rescue mission buildings, that my ministry was going to be out there in the alleys and under bridges and in tunnels where the people were. So I just spent the last 8 years, you know, the last 2 years we've got a house now up in Centerville, and we've had a house for 2 years, but for 5 years before that, we was living in tunnels under bridges, and people, you know, and hate me. I know they didn't know, but I couldn't tell nobody that this is, you know, it's a ministry. And we go out there and we pray for all of them. I haven't drank since 1992. But everybody, we go around the people that drink. We all, the street people, me and Bonnie are like, I mean, they're family.
What is it like, Colt, to be homeless?
You know, I've been homeless, but really I've been never without a home. And it's sad. You know, when I'm in, we'd come to Butte, I would stay at the Rescue Mission, and this is when Pastor told me that that's not my ministry was. But people would ask, you know, how come you're in the Rescue Mission? This is your hometown. I've got plenty of people out there that I could stay with. You know, I've got, you know, plenty of couches to sleep on, but they just don't sleep. So I'm safer, that's where I'm safe, is in, you know, in the Rescue Mission. Because I've got a lot of influence out there, and no sin cometh unto a man except that which is common to him. And I thought I was only going to be a drug dealer and a tattoo artist. And I started out talent tattoos by Colt Diamond. What beauty really is, only skin deep. And I can do tattoos or anything, but now, you know, that's my history. And that's my testimony. But I went from a hopeless dope dealer to a dopeless hope dealer.